शिव समारंभाम् शंकराचार्य मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम्
The four Vedas, which are the unique literature or body of knowledge given by the Lord in this creation, in Sanskrit we call the four Vedas put together Shastram. Shastram means Shasanat Trayate Iti Shastram. That body of knowledge which protects the human being by giving a method of revelation. Shastram is that by giving a method of revelation which protects every human being in this creation. Shas means, the derivative meaning is, we can see derivative meaning, Shas means to teach, to impart, or to instruct, or to train. Trayate means to protect. Therefore, it is called Shastram. That Shastram which protects the human being by its teaching, by imparting knowledge. That alone we call it as in English, literature, scriptural literature, we can call it. These, the revelations, the method, I said that which protects the person. Protects from what? Protects from the sorrow, dukkha. It removes the sorrow, human sorrow, that job is done by the Shastra, that is called Trayate. Every being want to be free from the sorrow, dukkha nivritti is the natural instinctive desire in every being, especially in a human being, that freedom of sorrow is very high, because human being has got a choice, free will. Human being can come out of the sorrow, but other beings do not have capacity. The dukkha nivritti capacity is not there in other beings. They may escape physically some extent, but not mental sorrow. Are they having mental sorrow? They undergo the pain dukkha is there in every being, but they cannot express it. They are unable to express it. Therefore, I said the unique literature is given for the unique beings called manushyas. We are also beings, but unique beings. For unique beings, what is required? Unique literature is required. Because we are unique. So, unique shastra. Why I use the word unique? Once you go deeper levels of shastra, you can understand why it is called unique. Unique means apurvam. It is not available for all people. It is not easy to understand. It's called apurvam, unique, because of its subtlety. So this is called shastram. The dukkha nivritti purvaka sukha prapti. Dukkha nivritti means freedom from sorrow. Freedom from sorrow, what next comes? Sukha. Sukha prapti. Getting that ananda is that dukkha nivritti. Why these human beings, especially, we the human beings get this sorrow? What is the cause? What is the reason? What is the fundamental cause for this human sorrow? The fundamental cause is ajnanam. Ignorance. Atma ajnanam is the cause, fundamental, the rudimentary cause is called atma ajnanam. Atma ajnanam alone is the cause for the sorrow. So for sukha prapti, what is required? Atma jnanam. Atma ajnanam is the cause for sorrow. Atma jnanam is the solution for sukha prapti. Whoever desire, that is important. Whoever wish, who desire, for those people, this Atma Jnanam is given in the Vedas. Atma means self, Jnana means knowledge. Self knowledge, knowledge about the self, knowledge about the self. Whose self? Myself. Self means myself. How do you know self means myself? When you write the check, bank check, when you want money, you write what? Self. How do you know that money is for you? I know Swamini very well, that money is for me only. Self you write. Is self means there is Atma. For my sake, for me. Here, the ajnana about Atma and Anatma. Atma ajnanam is the cause for its sorrow. What do you mean by Atma ajnanam? When I say I am, there are two components. I am, there are two components. One is Atmaswarupam, another is Anatmaswarupam, mixed. The mixing up of Atma and Anatma is the ignorance. Mixing up of Atma and Anatma. First I thought, what is Atma? I do not know. Now what is Anatma? Again another word you are introducing newly. And so many words you are introducing is making me more confusing. Not for confusion, but introducing the words to analyze. For the sake of analyzation, we use the words. Mixing up of Atma and Anatma is the cause. In English, we can say Atma means reality or real Satya Vastu. Anatma means unreal, Anruta Vastu. So this real and unreal, mixing up of real thing and an unreal thing. What will happen once I mix up? The features of Anatma I superimpose on the Atma. The features of Atma I superimpose upon Anatma. And I do not know what is what. Which feature belong to whom? I do not know. That means I cannot see the thing as it is. Its nature. Atma Anatma Aviveka. In Sanskrit we can call it as lack of discrimination between Atma and Anatma. Lack of sorting out knowledge, sorting out capacity between Atma and Anatma, between a real thing and an unreal thing. This unreal thing, we can call it as a mithya vastu. It's a mithya. Anrutam or mithya. Satya anruta mithunam. Satya anrutam mithuni krutvana. Having mixed up both of them, we get into adhyasa, superimposition. That adhyasa alone is called ignorance. That adhyasa will lead to so many problems. Now we are getting the whole picture. Vedas are called Shastram. Shastram is that which protects the human being from sorrow. Sorrow is because of Atma Ajnanam. Atma Ajnanam can be removed only by Atma Ajnanam. Self-ignorance can be removed only by self-knowledge. Self-knowledge can be attained by knowing the real nature of the self and discriminating, taking, separating the Anatma from Atma intellectually. This discrimination is called Viveka. So discrimination in a positive meaning we have to take. It's not in a negative sense. Discrimination means not language discrimination, religion discrimination, it's not like that. Not race discrimination. Here, discrimination means vivekam. Knowing what is what. That is called viveka. Aviveka means lack of discrimination. Therefore, we require viveka. We think we are all having viveka. But Shastra comes and tells You have zero viveka. Totally aviveka you have. That much easily we cannot accept ourselves. We have aviveka. Shastra comes and proves how you have aviveka. I will prove you that your aviveka is like this. Go on and on and on. The Shastra reveals our aviveka. In what are all fields we have aviveka? In what are all the ways we have aviveka? Ajnanam, Shastra presents. Then alone we come to know, oh, this much aviveka I have got. Then we start bowing our head in front of Shastra. For that sake itself, we have to study, no? Studying not to get jnana first. What aviveka we have got, at what level, for that itself we have to study Shastra. Okay? So therefore, self-knowledge means atma jnanam. One can attain atma jnanam by the method of revelation. What is that method of revelation given in this parampara? Study of prasthanatrayam is a method of revelation. For every revelation, there is a method, there is a paddhati, there is a technique. One has to follow that method. That method is study of prasthanatrayam. Trayam means three. Prasthanam means that which takes you to that goal. For that, self-knowledge. Prasthanam. Three levels of study, we can call it as prasthanam. What is the first one? The first one is called Shruti. Shruti is the first level of revelation. Shruti prasthanam. Number two is Smriti prasthanam. Teaching in a simple manner. That is called Smriti prasthanam. Shruti prasthanam is Jnanakanda or Upanishadic teaching. Upanishadic pradhanam is called Shruti prasthanam. Teaching based on the Smritis is called Smriti prasthanam, like Bhagavad Gita, etc. Then the third one is Nyaya prasthanam. Nyaya prasthanam means teaching through the means of Nyaya, logic. Nyaya means logic. Supporting a logic. Study of scriptures with the support of Nyayana. We take Nyaya support also. Teaching through the reasoning is called Nyaya Prasthanam. That means logically depending the study. We are depending on logic. That study also scriptural study only. But we use the logic. It's called Nyaya Prasthanam. Like Brahma Sutra, etc. Why it is called Shruti? The revelations of the Lord heard by the rishis. Shruti, no? That Vedas heard by the rishis. It is called Shruti, not written. Not written, but heard by Karana Paramparaya, heard by our rishis. But Smriti is that, based on that Shruti, whatever they remember, they put in their own manner. Totally based on the Shruti, they put in their own manner, present in their manner, that is Bhagavad Gita, Vyasa Bhagavan wrote this Mahabharata, that is Upanishadic Sara, that Bhagavad Gita comes in between the Mahabharata, between 1 lakh verses, the teaching of Bhagavad Gita comes, which is called Smriti Prasthanam. These are the method of revelations. But it is a long process. This study is not so easy, studying all these prasthanams, Shruti level, Smriti level, Nyaya level. It takes a lot of time and it is very, very subtle also. Therefore, acharyas, for the sake of human beings, they have written some secondary texts based on this prasthanatrayam in a simple manner, very, very lucid manner they have written, so that they can give at least maximum extent, maximum benefit to the public based on Shruti, that also, based on Shruti. Shruti, we call it as Apaurusheyam. Smriti, we call it as Paurusheyam. Purusha Buddhi Purvakama, that which comes is Paurusheyam. That which has not come out of any Purusha Buddhi, that is called Apaurusheyam. That is Apaurusheyam. Here, the secondary texts are called Prakarana Grandhas. Prakarana Grandhas. The Smriti also given by Vyasacharya, and Nyaya Prasthanam also given by Vyasacharya, Vyasa Bhagavan. Many Prakarana Grandhas from Tattva Bodha onwards. All of you are familiar with Tattva Bodha. Like that, so many texts are there. We are doing Viveka Chudamani also. That also comes under a Prakarana Grantha. Panchadashi, we are going to see, that is also a Prakarana Grantha. Like that, many, many Prakarana Granthas given out by many acharyas. Therefore, one of that Prakarana Grantha is called this Drik Drishya Viveka. This is the development. Otherwise, what is this book? How it connects to this my study? And we should know. Many of you know, because you have already done many Upanishads. But still, there are some new students are there. Therefore, I would like to share this. We already know, it is well and good. Our knowledge will become more firm. Now, these Prakarana Granthas are two types. One type of Prakarana Grantha presents all types of Vedantic teachings. All levels of Vedantic teaching it presents. That is one type of Prakarana Grantha. In a simple form, that's what Tattva Bodha, Viveka Chudamani, all types of teachings will come. That means that text touches all the angles of the presentation. From Sarira Trayam onwards, Pancha Kokusha Viveka onwards, what are those important topics every text has to highlight? Important, all topics means, those topics are like this. They are also very familiar to you. The topics, they have classified into 6 totally. The first topic is Jiva Vichara. we may get doubt, Swamini, we have come to give up vichara. You are talking about vichara. Vichara means here not sorrow but enquiry. Vichara means enquiry. Enquiry into that individual nature is called jiva vichara. Enquiry into the individual nature. Analysis. Enquiry means analysis. Threadbare analysis. Not ordinary, just listening from this year and leaving from this year. Threadbare analysis we call. Tooth and nail, they say, no, like that. So, jiva vichara, number one. Number two, jagat vichara, enquiry into the jagat, the world which is appearing in front of me, I'm experiencing tangibly, enquiry into this jagat. What is this universe? How it has come into existence? Just like that, we give a glance, you know, like this. We give glance, that's all. We never get doubt. Shastra come and, you know, raise the doubt in our mind. What is this universe? How it has come? Where from it has come? Where it dissolves? What is its nature? Similarly, jiva enquiry also. Who am I? Jiva means here jivatma. Aidi, jivatma. Where from I am coming? Kastvam koham kuta ayataha. Shankaracharya says, who is my mother? Who is my father? Where from I am coming? Where am I going? Mature people, intelligent people, informed people get this type of doubts. They love to know about this. Jagat vichara over. The third item or third component is that Ishvara vichara. Ishvara, the Lord. Enquiry into the Lord. Who is that? Somebody has created. Immediately question comes. I am here. Universe is there. Somebody might have created. Just like that, when you come to this ashram, you see these buildings, massive buildings and all. Immediately you think somebody has constructed these buildings. Otherwise, how they can come here? Immediately you know that. Similarly, into this universe, when I have come here, there must be a creator. But I do not know where is he. That is a different thing. But there is an almighty, powerful, omniscient, who is having power to create this universe. Some people call that almighty is invisible power, Shakti. Some people call that power as God, Ishvara. Some people call it a supernatural phenomenon, something. Something or other they say. We say simply it is God. God. Generator, operator, destroyer. So that God is that cause of this creation, we say. So who is that God? Where is he? Who created him? Or where he stays? These are all analyzed in this Ishvara topic. And the fourth one is Bandhaha, bondage. Shastra is that which protects us from the sorrow, I said. The sorrow means bondage. When a person is bound by the sorrow, he cannot move, he cannot have freedom. That is called bondage, bandha. Bandha eva dukkha, dukkha eva bandha. There is no difference. When a person is in the prison, bandha is dukkha or sukha? Some people are saying sukha because everything is available there. I'm not talking about that. Generally, your freedom is curtailed in the prison. You don't have freedom at all. Then, freedom from that bondage is called moksha. Fifth topic is called moksha or liberation. Much dhatu nunde, it has come to be freed. Freedom from bondage, bandha. Then the last and final one, to come out of this bandha and to get liberation, one has to equip oneself. So Shastra prescribes certain sadhanas, qualifications. If you fulfill these qualifications, you are eligible to get moksha, freedom from bondage. And the sixth topic highlighted in sadhana part as sadhanas, qualifications. This is one type of Prakarana Grantha where all these topics are highlighted. Second type of Prakarana Grantha is that where any one of these topics only will be highlighted, other topics only will be slightly touched. Very lightly they will mention and leave it. In this Drukdrishya Viveka text, what we are going to see here, in this text, Jiva is highlighted, the individual nature is highlighted, his bondage also highlighted, liberation also highlighted, and sadhanani. So the Prakarana Grantha Karta has got a choice whether he can take all the topics, he can highlight, or he can take one or two and just slightly mention those other topics. He is having his own freedom. That is there. If you take one topic highlights and other topics, if you only touches, that is called Ekadesha, one part of the text. Ekadesha, Shastra Ekadesha Sambandha. Shastra Ekadesha means one part you take. You take, not you, author. Author can take one part or two parts like that. Ekadesha Sambandha. Now, this Drukdrishya Viveka, totally it has got 46 verses. 46 shlokas. But really, 30 verses only main teaching. Other 16 verses are only again summary of the whole 31 verses. So the 16 are summary of the 30 verses. We can take like that. So these 30 verses, mainly Jiva Vichara, individual Vichara is highlighted. Who is Jiva? What is the nature of the individual? Who is individual? I am the individual. So, Drukdrishya Viveka is going to talk about me alone. Just as I look into the mirror, whom I am seeing? I am seeing myself, my reflection only I am seeing. Similarly, if I look into the Drukdrishya Viveka, I am looking into my own nature. It's like a mirror. You are carrying a mirror. Not that mirror. In your vanity bag, there is a small mirror that shows this fleshy face. But Drukdrishya Viveka mirror is going to show another face, which is beautiful, which has no got any old age at all. Thank God. It is free from all sorts of gradations. So you are having now second mirror in your hand, that is Drik Drishya Viveka mirror. So that we are going to enter into that. Before going to see that shloka, we have to know about this author of this text also. There are different opinions about this authorship of this text. Some people say this is written by Vidyaranya, the Panchadashi author. Vidyaranya has written this text, some people say. But some people say it has been written by the Adi Shankaracharya. But some people say the authorship of Bharati Tirtha Swamiji, who is the guru of Vidyaranya. The guru of Vidyaranya. So Vidyaranya is also one of the Acharya of Sringeri. Bharati Tirtha also one of the Acharya of this Sringeri Peetham. Since the Bharati Tirtha is the guru of Vidyaranya, so 600-700 years before he has written. The style, if you see the text, Acharya says, the style is, some people say Vidyaranya and Bharati Tirtha combined they did, and guru Shishya sitting together. And they might have shared, we do not know. Anyhow, we are getting from Paramparaya, from 600 years, this text is available, thank God. We are very fortunate. It's a very, very beautiful text. That means 14th century. How long before you see? Very difficult to preserve these texts and centuries together. Not so easy, that knowledge, that wisdom, to preserve centuries. Amazing people, Mahatmas, great, committed, dedicated for this Shastra preservation. So first we thank all of them, because of whom we have got this text in front of us today. So let us get the benefit of this teaching from this text. This title of this text is called Drik Drishya Viveka. Viveka means, I have already pointed out, discriminative knowledge. Viveka. Discrimination between what and what. There must be two entities. Discrimination means sorting out. Viveka means between two things. What are those two things? Between Drik and Drishya. Between Drik and Drishya. Drik means seer, experiencer. Drishya means object, seeing object. What you are experiencing, external object, is called Drishyam. In other words, Drik, the experiencer, is called subject. Who is the experience? I am the experiencer experiencing the external world. Therefore, I am Drik. Experiencer or observer, seer, is called Drik. Now, what is my name? Today onwards, Drik. What am I experiencing? What am I observing? I am observing so many things. I am experiencing so many things. That whole thing put together, Drishyam. In one word, whatever I experience, will put in one coin, one name, that is Drishyam. drishyam. So drik drishya viveka, the discrimination between the seer and the seen, the discrimination between the discriminative knowledge, we can say knowledge between the drik and the drishya. What is drik? What is drishya? What is seen? Who is seer? What is seen? What is the nature of these both? Experiencer and experienced, observer and observed, knower and known. All these are synonyms for drik and drishya. So with this background, we are going to enter into the proper text. Now we will read the first shloka. Repeat after me.
Rupam drishyam lochanam drik. Tadrishyam druktu manasam. Drishyadhi vrittaya sakshi. Drigeva natu drishyate.
Since Jivatma is highlighted in this text, the author is going to give what are the components hidden in this Jiva. He is going to enumerate lot of components, entities in this one particular Jiva. This Prakarana Grantha, actually it is like a bonus. We are taking like that. Because those who cannot study deeply, elaborately into that Prasthanatrayam, this text, really speaking, it is tough also to understand without the background of that. Both the ways we can take. So it depends on the maturity of the student finally. We require a certain maturity to understand. But in simple manner, we try to analyze this. Various constituents or components of individual personality are given here. Same we have done in the Tattva Bodha also. Shariratrayam, Panchakoshatrayam, Jiva Vichara, Ishvara Vichara, and Mahavakya, all of them. Very familiar. Therefore, I am very happy to teach all of you. You are all thorough already. Okay, just I am sharing. Okay. Some of you may feel same repetition, revision also. But, Paunah Punnera Shravanam Kuryat, Shastra says. Therefore, Pishta Peshana Nyayam. You know, Arachinamave Arakiradamadre. You have to study, there is no other way. It is called Sthanu Nikhanana Nyaya. To establish firmly in that teaching, so repeated Shravanam is required. Therefore, a real Vedantic seeker, a real Mumukshu, never feel bored. No? The teacher and the student will never feel boredom. The more you study, the more you get the juice from that. That is the beauty of this teaching. Reveling in the teaching. Poondu velayattu madri. Student ki teacher kude. Anandama irukum. The more you listen. That's why all the pains we have taken all the way from Chennai, we have come here again to listen about that same Jiva. Experiencer, experienced what we have seen already in Mandukya Upanishad, in many other Upanishad. Doesn't matter, again I want to listen about me. Yadidha vasal vishayam. In Upanishad is going to talk about me only. Prakarana Grantha also talking about me only. So I want to know about myself more and more. So, Now, here, the Bharati Tirtha presents in a beautiful manner Rupam, Drishyam, Lochanam, Drik. When we see the forms, when we see the outside forms, they are all called, the Rupam means forms and colors. That forms and colors are called Drishyam. Rupam, Drishyam. When you see outside, the green color, the trees, you know, the form, color, it is called Drishyam. Scriptural language. Drishyam is a scriptural language. Whatever you see is called Drishyam. Who is seeing here? Eyes are seeing. Lochanam Drik. The seer of this scenery. Who is he? That Drik. You know? These eyes are seeing. Therefore they are called Drik. Rupam Drishyam. Lochanam means eyes. Lochanam, Drik. Eyes, both eyes are called the Drik, experiencer of that scenery, observer of that scenery, seer of that scenery, knower of that scenery is called Drik, eyes. And the first quarter, Rupam, Drishyam, Lochanam, Drik. This is clear, very simple. Tatu Drishyam, Drik. Manasam. These eyes, whose status is called Drik, but really speaking, their status is Drishyam. From the standpoint of external world, they are called Drik. But these eyes are Drishyam, observed, experienced from the standpoint of manasam, manas, mind. So mind is the observer, drik. Manasam is drik. Tat, tat means lochanam, is drishyam. So mind is the seer, the eyes are seen. Whatever is seen comes under object. Whatever comes under seer is called a subject. Now, what is the corollary? From the standpoint of external world, eyes are the subject. The whole world is object. From the standpoint of external object, forms and colors. From the standpoint of the mind, mind is the seer, eyes are seen. Therefore, eyes will become the object. Mind comes under the subject, Drik. So, we can give another name for Drik is called subject, Drishyam is called object. What is the second corollary? These eyes are playing two roles, Drik as well as Drishyam. From the standpoint of external world, they are called Drik, subject. From the standpoint of the mind, they are called as Drishyam, object. Playing two roles. Not only that, your journey has not over. There is another Drik than this mind. Mind is going to, status, Drik status is going to come down. What is that? Drishyadhi vrittayas sakshi. Sakshi, from the sakshi standpoint, the witnesser standpoint, sakshi standpoint, this mind is drishyam. Dhivrittayaha means the thoughts which are arising in the mind, dhivrittayaha. They are all drishyaha. They are all objects. From whose standpoint? Sakshi drishtya. Drishya dhivrittayaha sakshi. Sakshi is the drik, the witnesser or observer or experiencer of the dhivritti. Dhivritti means that thoughts which are arising in my mind. All sorts of thoughts from morning to till night, so many thoughts. Who is experiencing? I am only experiencing. That experiencer is called sakshi. That sakshi, who is the experiencer of the mind, that mind loses its drik status from the standpoint of sakshi. That means what? Mind is also playing two roles. Eyes also have got the status of drik and drishyam. Mind also has got the status of drik and drishyam. From the standpoint of external world, eyes are drik. From the standpoint of the mind, eyes are drishyam. Enna swamini first shlokame ipdi iruke. Romba simple. Okay, you are able to understand, I know that. From the standpoint of sakshi, mind is the drishyam. From the standpoint of eyes, mind is the drik. So mind is having two roles and eyes are also having two roles. But what about this sakshi? Sakshi, apra idu kuda sakshi also going to become drishyam. Author says, sakshi drigeva. Appa, yeah, stop here now. Sakshi drigeva. All the time sakshi is the witnesser, I the observer, is never observed by anything. Drigeva. Natu drishyate. It can never be objectifiable. Drishyam, sakshi can never come under the status of drishyam. That means unobjectifiable. Uncomprehensible. It never come under the object category. Why author says firmly drigeva? And the evakara is very important. The sakshi is drik alone. That means it never become drishyam. No one can come and, no, like hit song, Madri. No hit song. One new hit song comes and hit the old song. That's why it is called hit song. And this hit song will hit by another hit song. This song will become old song. Again that hit song will hit by another song. That song will become hit song. This song will become old song. Adu madri inda sakshi kuda hit by something else. Author firmly says never. Drugeva. Sakshi is drugeva. Natu drishyate. So what is the final conclusion here? Objective world, eyes, mind and sakshi. These are the components. Now we are padi padiya porom. So I am seeing the external world. Objective world. That objective world seen by the eyes, eyes are the seers. So drik. From the standpoint of the mind, they are drishyam. Because I am seeing, he is going to elaborate, I need not elaborate again. So these four shlokas are vritti shlokas. You know? They are going to be commented upon later, elaborately. Vritti shlokana sangraha anmata. The only gist they are giving. And elaborately he is going to explain how these eyes are getting the two status, how the mind is getting the two status, he is going to explain later. Here, what are the important points we have to note? Bharati Tirtha talking about the deha, these eyes, mind, the buddhi vrittis, all comes under the components of deha. The body, the sense organs, indriyani, sense organs, panchakarmendriyani, panchajnanendriyani, the mind and buddhi, all come under achetanam, jadam. And the another compound of this jiva is, constituent of this jiva is atma. Now two, body, sense organs, mind, all put together, anatma. Ore oru dustbin, ellame anatma dustbin la podanum. Aparam atma, the consciousness, chaitanyam. So I am means the mixture of chaitanyam and achetana sharira indriya mano buddhi ahankara. Naan anna enna ipo sentient plus insentient mixture, these are the ingredients. இது வரைக்கும் இன்க்ரீடியன்ஸ் கிச்சனில் இன்க்ரீடியன்ஸ் தான் தெரியும் நமக்கு, தென் கடுகு, ஜீரகம், ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ். ஓ, நிஜமான இன்க்ரீடியன்ஸ் நமக்குள்ள இருக்கிற இன்க்ரீடியன்ஸ் சாஸ்திரா இஸ் கமிங் டீச்சிங். ஸோ பாடி, மைண்ட், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், திஸ் ஆல் திஸ் புட் டுகெதர் ஜடம், இனர்ட், அச்சேதனம், இன்சென்ஷியன்ட், ஆல் புட் டுகெதர் கால் அனாத்மா, unreal, mithya. And atma is sentient principle, chetanam or chaitanyam. This atma anatma mixture put together, I am now. Naan anna, naan anna, nethella bread saaptom right train la, the naan bun adella kediyadu. I am, aham. In Sanskrit we call it as aham. Naan means chetana, achetana, mishram. First we are knowing what are the ingredients, components. Then we'll go to the next shloka in the next class. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி, ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ, ஹரிஹ ஓம்.